Marlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of Congress doing a lot of late night talking about the budget bill President Trump has been pushing hard to pass. Democrat Jamie Raskin.
There's nothing beautiful or big about stripping 14 million Americans of their health care or removing food security from 11 million people, including 4 million kids. That's ugly. That's small.
And Republican Jim Jordan.
Mr. Speaker, you know it's a good bill because the left hates it.
The vote is expected shortly. The suspect is in custody being questioned about the murder of two staff members at the Israeli embassy. It happened outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. The gunman was taken into custody inside the museum where he was heard chanting support for Palestine. A federal judge saying the White House did unquestionably violate a court order on deportations to third countries when a plane load of eight immigrants convicted of violent crimes touched down in South Sudan. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelsey spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja is a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Almost just like today with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on Thursday, Jesse Lynn and Ariel Perez join us from the Green Bay Press Gazette.
And we'll welcome Andrew Parks with the Brown County Civic Music Association. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Good morning on this Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Ben Jarbo, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. It is looking like we may be a bit warmer today after a few frigid days, which left me wondering, why do I live in the Midwest? But just to make sure about that temperature, we are going to check in with our ag meteorologist, Stu Muck, in just a few minutes. The most recent milk production report came out yesterday, and Matt Trainel with EverAg will be joining the show later to break it down for us. We are also taking a trip up north as Stephanie Hoff has a chat with Logan Wells from the North Central Technical College's Antigo campus to tell us about their new one-of-a-kind sawmill that aims to help students gain some valuable knowledge in the lumber industry. It is expected that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be announcing the plans for Make America Healthy Again today. Stephanie Hoff gives us a precursor on how important the produce industry should be to this program. But first, with Memorial Day coming up, grilling is on the top of minds for many. I have a chat with Bennett Fabroni of Fabroni's Italian Specialties to see how their family meat shop prepares for the grilling season. There's a lot of cool and fun things coming up, so make sure to stick around.
Oh, it is grilling season, and it is time for you to meet Bavaria Sausage if you haven't already. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee reminding you they're located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Just take a look at the variety that you can select from for the center of the plate, the center of the grill. And always keep in mind the clean labels that you're looking at. Bavaria Sausage relies on tried and true old world recipes that really require very few ingredients. They're also always changing product offerings, trying to make sure that you're finding not only the convenience you're looking for, but the quality and taste you're always looking for. Simple to find, BavariaSausage.com, or go to the store, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. BavariaSausage.com, get shopping.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the summer grilling season is finally here, although here in Wisconsin, it feels like grilling season is year-round. But with a few of these warm holidays coming up, how do meat shops prepare for this onslaught of customers? From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo, and Bennett Fraboni, a co-owner along with his parents and siblings of Fraboni's Italian Specialties, is sharing how his family-owned business prepares for the summer season.
Well, I would say, like we talked about before we started, that, you know, grilling season almost never ends in this state. So we try to have stuff ready for people all year round. When it gets to be warm out, everyone goes for brats right away. So we start putting our two different brats in the fresh case as well as in the freezer. We sell brats all year round, but right now is when it really starts to push. So we make sure we keep an eye on the freezer supply and bulk up our meat purchases and get that going in the freezer, some back stock, and also make some fresh stuff every week and try to keep a nice display in the cooler for people to pick up.
And when you're talking about supplying that meat, what's the difference between, say, the wintertime and the spring and summertime for how much you're having coming in and having in your cases?
Well, we sell a fair amount of sausage all year round. We have some wholesale accounts, and we sell a fair amount of, you know, Italian sausages out of our case, and some of our fresh porchetta roasts as well. So I would say that we push up on fresh pork maybe 10 or 15% in the beginning of the season to try to get ready. And I think a lot of people, you know, they come out, they start pretty hot with the grill, and it starts, and it kind of peaks in, I would say, mid-June, early July, you know, with festivals and people getting their fill of brats. And then it starts to taper down a little bit in August. So people get their brat fix in early, and then sort of even out, the demand evens out a little bit after that.
And if we talk about being able to get that supply, where are you going to get your meats, and how easy has it been? How have the prices been from your perspective as a business that's on the back end giving straight to the consumer?
Well, the meat market fluctuates, as everyone knows. And, you know, we use mostly pork shoulder butt, and that's a, you know, it's a commodity meat. So there's, the supply is fairly steady, and the price is usually pretty steady. It usually jumps this time of year when people are getting ready for that first holiday of the summer, Memorial Day. So it'll peak right then, because everyone's buying, you know, during the month of May, getting ready for that. And then it will come back down a little bit in July and August and taper out again. And getting fresh product is not usually an issue. We buy from multiple sources, so that we can always make sure we're able to get something on hand and that meets our standards and our parameters. And sometimes we got to do a little work to get that, but it's always worth it when we can get the product we want and with the freshness we want, and make sure we have the right stuff for our consumers.
And when you're making your sausages that are in-house, are you getting this meat from Wisconsin? Is it Wisconsin grown, or are you shipping it in from other states in the Midwest?
Well, we buy from local suppliers and local distributors, but it's always pork, and it's always domestic pork, but it's not from Wisconsin. It's usually Iowa or somewhere else in the Midwest. We buy in such a volume that I don't think that a smaller local farm would be able to keep up with what we need every week. So we've never really pursued that route. And also, we've always tried to have a lower price point for our sausages and our pork roasts. And so we, you know, that's part of the trade-off, is buying that larger scale production meat to make those products.
When you're talking about how much you buy for each week, how much is that, say, in like pounds?
Well, we average, you know, I would say over the course of the year, we average anywhere from 1,200 to 1,700 or 1,800 pounds of pork shoulder a week, depending on what our needs are for wholesale and those sorts of things, you know. And it jumps up a lot during the different holidays of the year. People are, you know, making stuff for Christmas and Thanksgiving and, you know, Easter. And even in the summer, you know, you got the big grilling holidays, the three big grilling holidays during the summertime. So it jumps up a bit for that. And sometimes we'll get blessed with a real big order from one of our customers, so that'll kind of skew the average a little bit. But, you know, on an average week, it's usually between 1,000 and 1,500 pounds. It's what we're working with for between the sausages and the pork shoulders, between the sausages and the porchettas. Those are the pork roasts we make. And then, you know, we also do meatballs and chicken sausages and chicken meatballs and that kind of stuff. So that's part of the fresh meat program too.
And when you're looking at buying this pork, how close attention are you paying to agriculture issues that may be affecting that pig industry? And what are the things that you look out for to make sure you are not going to have to increase prices or pay more for this pork?
We are paying attention. You know, I pay attention to the news, and I pay attention to, we have some industry magazines that we get for meat production, and we also have our inspectors that we talk to quite a bit. Our meat inspectors let us know when stuff's coming, when things are happening, and when the industry's dealing with certain things. So, and they give us a lot of information, so we know what's going on. And a lot of times you'll see a temporary spike in prices, and we just try to ride it out, and we won't pass that along to our consumers, because we try to bite the bullet on that one and hold on. And, you know, if it looks like something's coming down the road where prices, you know, if us like a swine flu thing or something is coming down the road where it's going to be a long-term price increase, then we'll deal with that when we come to it. But all in all, we try to keep our prices pretty steady and consistent, regardless of what's going on in the market.
And when you are making these sausages, obviously you need the meat, but you also need the casings. How do you go about making, or where do you get these casings, and how do you go about getting enough to fulfill what's needed for the summer rush?
Casings have been a little bit of an issue lately. Get the lead time on getting them in and securing them and making sure we have them. And I don't know if it's a market issue or if it's just a demand issue, but we always keep a good back stock of those on hand. And, you know, we use hog casings, natural hog casings, and we use natural sheep casing as well for our smaller diameter breakfast sausages. But that really hasn't been an issue. If it's ever an issue of not having them, it's maybe because I forgot to order them. But in the companies we deal with have all been pretty good about getting it to us, especially if we're in a pinch. You know, we've never run out. They've always been real good about getting it to us. So that's we're doing pretty good on that.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about your preparations for these big grilling seasons for like Memorial Day, 4th of July, when you know you're going to have a lot of things to do, a lot of meat to process through and that kind of thing?
I would say plan to the consumers. They should plan ahead, making sure that they get what they want for when they want it. I know that in our industry, in retail and in the grocery industry, there's always a lot of stuff going on. In the markets and in, you know, government and tariffs and all that stuff. I think that you should just plan ahead to make sure you get what you want for your holiday and get the things you want. And especially if you're coming to small local shops like us, you know, we always appreciate a heads up on things. So, and we also, you know, we appreciate everyone's support and their understanding when things happen and we don't have what they want, or we can't get what they want. And, you know, a lot of people are very understanding about that, but yeah, that's what I would advise as far as planning ahead for this summer.
Bennett Fabroni, a co-owner of Fabroni's Italian Specialties, also says don't be afraid to buy those frozen sausages ahead of time, as that will allow you to make sure you have enough meat for these grilling holidays. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I would love to shower at a truck stop. Love to eat at a truck stop. Watch TV at a truck stop. I'm fine with that part.
I think there's not good stuff that happens at truck stops. I don't know, John.
I would be on my best behavior.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. You write me.
Write you
a postcard.
Do you have a stamp?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call.
Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, habeas corpus. Jim Santel will explain why that's important. We'll also talk all things sports and learn about the weekend weather. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Here this week. In fact, the big one is my friend John over near Armstrong. He just hit 3 inches after a 3/4 inch rain yesterday. Officially at the Fond du Lac Airport, just over 2 inches. We look at Eau Claire, 1 inch and 57 one hundredths. Wausau, only 4,800 at the airport. Milwaukee, 1 inch and 86 hundredths. Madison, 1 inch and 3,500. So very wet conditions. There's no doubt about that. Drying, pretty important right now. But we still have a little rain, and we'll have some clouds around today. Rainfall on the radar in southeastern Wisconsin, just south of Madison and down toward Racine, Kenosha, and into Rockford, Illinois. So there is some of the activity. Low pressure is finally starting to edge away. It's making its way over toward the eastern Great Lakes, heading on toward New York State, if you will, this morning. There's a lot of rain from Michigan and areas east and along the East Coast and the New England states, but we are going to start to dry out. A few sprinkles in parts of East Central or Northeast Wisconsin may linger this afternoon. Sprinkles, that'll be it. And then we'll start to dry it out. Still a couple of cool days today and tomorrow, way cooler than normal, but there'll be some sunshine and it will dry a bit. Not a great breeze, so we're not going to get a whole lot of extra drying. We're going to rely on that sunshine a great deal, but it does stay brighter and nicer right on through Friday, right on into the weekend. And if your plans include grilling or being out and about, I'd say the weekend sounding better as temps at least find their way back up into the 60s. For most of us now, around 70 or in the low 70s. Those are normal highs right now, so we'll be a little bit cooler than normal for the weekend. But the weekend looks pretty good indeed for some of the Memorial Day observances, parades, events, and the like. I think we'll be okay. There's a slight chance for some rain in southern Wisconsin a bit later on Memorial Day Monday. Keep an eye on that one as the weekend unfolds. But those temperatures trying to be a little warmer. And in fact, on into next week, we may actually have some normal start to return. That will give us that spring feeling and look coming back to the area. By that time, we should be drying out from what we've seen so far this week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Forward-thinking mindset of the farmers behind it. From daily tasks on the farm to big-picture innovations, they're always finding better ways to do what they do best. As Gail Klinkner, a member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Director, explains, it's that same forward-thinking approach that's helping shape the future and keeping the industry strong.
I think that's a huge key to the continuation of the dairy industry and what makes our dairy industry so strong. Dairy farmers are some of the best when it comes to innovation and new products. On the farm here, we're always looking to do things more efficiently, taking care of our cows, soils, and our environment. And then you think about all the different ways dairy is used in our diets today, from the processors and the innovations there in adding more dairy to, say, your creamers and different products that our consumers enjoy.
To learn more about the impact of dairy in our state and how your checkoff dollars support it, visit wisconsindairy.org.
Well, Stu, all this talk this morning about grilling and meats, and now you saying it should be nice. I'm pretty excited for Memorial Day. I mean, what else do we have coming at us?
Well, just going to be that drying down. Certainly good news. I should mention, in far northwest Wisconsin, Park Falls and Hayward, under a frost advisory till 9 this morning. They'll have another one of those early tomorrow in that far northwest part of the state. Everybody else, we should be getting by, but watch some of those new plants you may have put out. What we deal with today will be more clouds, becoming partly sunny in the west, maybe a sprinkle in the east yet later this afternoon. A lot of temps will hold in the 50s, and we could see a